President Trump's emergency declaration will potentially free up over $6 billion to build hundreds more miles of wall along the southern border. One of the first priorities for wall construction is the Rio Grande Valley of Texas, where the majority of illegal crossings now occur. Residents there have strong views about the wall, both pro and con. Texas Public Radio's Reynaldo Leaños Jr. reports.
Naida Alvarez remembers the moment she opened up a letter from the federal government asking for permission to survey her land to build a border wall.
You know, I've had like a stress headache ever since I've got that letter.
That first letter came in September, a second one in November, a final one threatening legal action followed in January.
It's the uncertainty behind the letter or behind everything, because you ask questions and they don't know when or where or how or what's going to happen.
The surveying is generally the first step before the federal government offers to purchase the land. If the landowner doesn't want to sell, the federal government can sue, using its power of eminent domain to take the land. Alvarez is exploring her legal options.
I have lived here all my life. This land belonged to my great-grandparents since this area was part of Mexico. My parents and great-grandparents have been here forever.
Alvarez lives in La Rosita, a small town along the Rio Grande. She's a high school speech teacher who lives next door to her parents. She's felt safe here all her life, and when she heard that President Trump was declaring a national emergency, she said she almost had a heart attack.
This is about what is right and wrong, and a wall is not going to help anything. It's not going to work.
Alvarez says she's heard horror stories of what went on in 2008 when the federal government last seized land east of Starr County for the border wall. Gracie Garcia is also a lifelong Valley native.
Hey, well, it's, 10 years since they built it. They did this, they built this.
She lives along the Rio Grande closer to the city of Brownsville with her four children.
To this day, we haven't gotten paid for anything. As, you know, we were told that supposedly they were going to pay the property the amount of, land they took.
She shows me the border wall that now looms over her backyard.
Yeah, when I look at the wall, it's just like, to me, it's just like, personally, I think it's just like a waste of money. And I really don't understand why they went this way.
Like Alvarez, Garcia says she's never felt unsafe in her community. But Ruperto Escobar, who lives about 90 miles west of Garcia, says it's definitely a national emergency. He's seen people cross illegally onto his property from Mexico.
I've seen how freely people walk through here. That's a fact.
He's 75 years old and a farmer who owns about 600 acres of land. Escobar hopes the wall will reduce the flow of drugs, even though most illegal drugs come through legal ports of entry. Escobar is inviting the government to build the wall on his property.
I say, let's try to stop it. Let's try something new. Let's try this wall. Because for 75 years, nothing has worked. Maybe this will.
Back at La Rosita, Naida Alvarez says she doesn't have the luxury of a 600-acre farm.
I'm not losing a piece of my land. I'm actually going to lose my house. What are we supposed to do? This is not America, or this is not the America that I know.
President Trump's national emergency declaration means that, if it holds up, it's not just Starr County that will be dealing with these conflicts. The president wants to build or rebuild over 200 more miles of border fences in Starr County. I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr.